August 1, 1923. By virtue of the divine will, the whole creation brings to us the I love you of Jesus, and in his will we must give him our own. I was feeling very afflicted because today my son Jesus did not rise on my poor soul. Oh God, what pain it is to spend one day without son. Always night. Now, as I was feeling pierced through my soul, I had the good of looking at the starry heaven, and I said to myself, how is it that my sweet Jesus no longer remembers anything about me? I don't know how the goodness of his heart can tolerate not making the sun of his adorable presence rise, when he told me that he could not be without coming to his little daughter, because little ones cannot be too long without their father. So many are their needs, that the father is forced to stay with them to watch them, guard them and nourish them. Ah, does he not remember when, carrying me outside of myself, leading me up there, beneath the vault of the heavens, in the midst of the celestial spheres, walking together with him, I impressed my I love you in every star, in every sphere. Ah, I seem to see it in every star, my I love you. Ah, it seems to me that those glitterings of light that form around the stars, resound among themselves with my I love you, Jesus. Yet, he does not listen to it, he does not come, he does not let his sun rise, which, eclipsing all the stars with my I love you, may make of them one with his own. And so, rising again in the midst of the celestial spheres, I impress anew I love you, Jesus. Oh please, stars, cry out loudly, make my I love you resound, so that Jesus may be touched and come to his little daughter, to the little exiled. Oh Jesus, come, give me your hand, let me enter into your holy will, that I may fill the whole atmosphere, the blue heaven, the light of the sun, the air, the sea, everything, everything, with my I love you, with my kisses. So that, everywhere you may be, if you look, you may look at my I love you and at my kisses. If you hear, you may hear my I love you and the smacking of my kisses. If you speak and breathe, you may breathe my I love you and my anguishing kisses. If you work, may my I love you's flow in your hands. If you walk and tread the ground, may my I love you and the roaring of my kisses be under your steps. May my I love you be the chain that draws you to me, and may my kisses be the powerful magnet that, whether you want it or not, force you to visit the one who cannot live without you, but who can say all my nonsense. Now, while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus came, all goodness, and showing me his opened heart, told me, my daughter, place your head upon my heart and rest, for you are very tired. Then, we will wander around together in order to show you my I love you's spread over the whole of creation for you. So I hugged him, placing my head on his heart to rest, as I felt extreme need of it. After a while, as I was still outside of myself, but always clinging to his heart, he added, my daughter, I want you, who are the firstborn daughter of my supreme will, to know how the whole creation, on the wings of my eternal volition, brings my I love you to the creatures. And the creatures, on the same wings of my will, making it their own, should give me their I love you in return. Look at the blue heaven, there is not one point in it without the seal of my I love you for the creature. Every star in the glittering that forms its crown is studded with my I love you's. Each ray of the sun, stretching toward the earth to bring light, and every drop of light, carry my I love you. And since the light invades the earth, and man sees it, and walks over it, my I love you reaches him in his eyes, in his mouth, in his hands, and lays itself under his feet. The murmuring of the sea murmurs, I love you, I love you, I love you, and the drops of water are as many cues that, murmuring among themselves, form the most beautiful harmonies of my infinite I love you. The plants, the leaves, the flowers, the fruits, have my I love you impressed in them. The whole of creation brings to man my repeated I love yous. And man, how many of my I love yous does he not have impressed in his whole being? His thoughts are sealed by my I love you. The beating of his heart, that beats in his chest with that mysterious tick, 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 is my I love you, never interrupted, that says to him, I love you, I love you, I love you. His words are followed by my I love you. His movements, his steps and all the rest, contain my I love you. Yet, in the midst of so many waves of love, he is unable to rise to return my love. What ingratitude! How grieved does my love remain! Therefore, my daughter, I chose you as daughter of my will, so that, as faithful daughter, you might defend the rights of your father. My love absolutely wants the return of the love of the creature. In my will you will find all my I love yous, and following them, you will impress your I love you in mine, for you and for all. Oh, how happy I will be in seeing the love of the creature fused with mine. This is why I give you my will and your power, so that one creature may return to me that love which I gave in creation, defending the rights of my love.